Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, you know, Monday, we got our hands full today. There's a lot going on. We are awaiting right now, watching at the White House to see if we are going to get a press conference shortly from Bibi Netanyahu and President Trump. They have been discussing peace in Gaza, and of course, that would mean quite a bit for the world if they were able to negotiate that with all the appropriate parties. I've got a press release here from the White House that was sent within the last 30 minutes. And it says, today, President Donald J. Trump hosted a trilateral phone call with His Excellency Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and His Excellency Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman, I hope I said that right, bin Jassim Al Thani of Qatar or Qatar. Say it either way. I keep hearing people say it either way. The president expressed his desire to put Israeli-Qatar relationships on a positive track after years of mutual grievances and miscommunications. The leaders accepted the president's proposal to establish a trilateral mechanism to enhance coordination, improve communication, resolve mutual grievances, and strengthen collective efforts to prevent threats. They understood their shared commitment to working together constructively and clearing away misperceptions while building on the longstanding ties we have with the United States. So a mediation of sorts between President Trump and between Netanyahu with Israel, of course, and then Qatar. The press release goes on to say, as a first step, Prime Minister Netanyahu expressed his deep regret that Israel's missile strike against Hamas targets in Qatar unintentionally killed a Qatari serviceman. He further expressed regret that in targeting Hamas leadership during hostage negotiations, Israel violated Qatari sovereignty and affirmed that Israel will not conduct such an attack again in the future. The Prime Minister of Qatar welcomed those assurances, emphasizing Qatar's readiness to continue contributing meaningfully to regional security and stability. Prime Minister Netanyahu expressed commitment to the same. The leaders discussed a proposal for ending the war in Gaza, prospects for a more secure Middle East, and the need for greater understanding between their countries. Let's listen in just briefly here to Trey Yingst, who was just kind of setting the table for what these conversations might mean. And we're watching, it looks like we are pretty close to a press conference that's going to be held, two podiums there at the White House, one for Netanyahu, one for Trump. Let's get Trey Yingst reporting.
John, all indications are in the region are that we are very close to an agreement to end the war inside Gaza. Next week will mark 2 years since the October 7th massacre. And we have gotten a look at some of the details inside of this 21-point plan. The plan says that within 48 hours of Israel accepting the agreement, all of the remaining hostages, 48 of them, 20 who are believed to be alive, would be freed from Hamas captivity inside the Gaza Strip, at which point Israel would be required to give up hundreds of life-sentenced Palestinian prisoners, some of them convicted of terrorism charges, along with around 1,000 Palestinians from Gaza who have been arrested since the beginning of the war. As part of this agreement, more aid would also flow into the Gaza Strip. You'd also see a gradual withdrawal of Israeli forces from the enclave, and then an ushering in of a technocratic government that would at least temporarily take over control of pockets of Gaza before it could be stabilized and a rebuilding effort started. All of this hinges, though, on whether or not Hamas will agree to this deal. And it will be interesting to see what President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu come out and say during this press conference at the White House, because unless they have assurances from the Qataris and from other regional players that Hamas is willing to accept this agreement, these two world leaders could come out and say that a deal has been reached. But again, this all hinges on whether or not Hamas will lay down their weapons and release the hostages.
Chief Foreign Correspondent Trey Inks there delivering kind of what the terms are, what the circumstances are of this deal. We're watching at the White House while they have these podiums set up. The room is full of the reporters, and we are just essentially waiting for the two gentlemen, the Prime Minister and the President, Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, and President Trump to come out and speak. I also have in my hand a new press release that was just sent out within the last 2 minutes. And it says President Donald J. Trump's comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. And it has 20 points listed here by number of what will need to be done in order to cause this conflict to be resolved. Gaza will be de-radicalized, be a de-radicalized, terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors. That's the first one. Number two, Gaza will be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza who have suffered more than enough. Number three, if both sides agree to this proposal, and this is bolded and underlined in this press release, if both sides agree to this proposal, the war will immediately end. Israeli forces will withdraw to the agreed upon line to prepare for a hostage release. During this time, all military operations, including aerial and artillery bombardment, will be suspended, and battle lines will remain frozen until conditions are met for the complete staged withdrawal. Number four, within 72 hours of Israel publicly accepting this agreement, all hostages, alive and deceased, will be returned. Number five, once all hostages are released, Israel will release 250 life sentence prisoners, plus 1,700 Gazans who were detained after October 7th, 2023, including all women and children detained in that context. For every Israeli hostage whose remains are released, Israel will release the remains of 15 deceased Gazans. Number six, once all hostages are returned, Hamas members who commit to peaceful coexistence and to decommission their weapons will be given amnesty. Members of Hamas who wish to leave Gaza will be provided safe passage to receiving countries. Number seven, upon acceptance of this agreement, full aid will be immediately sent to the Gaza Strip. At a minimum, aid quantities will be consistent with that which was included in January 19, 2025, agreement regarding humanitarian aid, including rehabilitation of infrastructure, water, electricity, and sewage, rehabilitation of hospitals and bakeries, and entry of necessary equipment to remove rubble and open roads. Again, you're listening right now to a press release that was put out just by the White House within the last 5 minutes, and it's President Donald J. Trump's comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. I've read through about 9 of the points. I would assume that when President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu walk out to these podiums, that they will begin discussing these particular points of interest. And it does look as though this is very near happening. Can you make sure Fox doesn't have coverage on this and the Fox unanchored and see if they've given a 2-minute warning? They're just talking to Brad, not you sitting at your desk. Unless you can give me that information, I'd take it from you too. Number nine on this list of 20 points. Gaza will be governed under the temporary transitional governance of a technocratic, apolitical Palestinian committee responsible for delivering the day-to-day running of public services and municipalities for the people of Gaza. That point goes on to explain how that would work and says this committee will be made up of qualified Palestinians and international experts with oversight and supervision by a new international transitional body called the Board of Peace, which will be headed and chaired by President Donald J. Trump, with other members and heads of state to be announced, including former Prime Minister Tony Blair. That's a very interesting development. This body will set the framework and handle the funding for the redevelopment of Gaza until such time as the Palestinian Authority has completed its reform program, as outlined in various proposals. I'm going to move on here to point number 10. A Trump economic development plan to rebuild and energize Gaza will be created by convening a panel of experts who have helped birth some of the thriving modern miracle cities of the Middle East. So you hear President Trump, as he's trying to broker this peace, is trying to make sure that Gaza doesn't just remain a city of ruin, that the people of Gaza, you know, if Israel is to pull out and Hamas, who has been the governing body of Gaza, which is a terrorist organization, has not conducted itself in a way that benefits those people of Gaza. The idea that investment and revitalization will be a part of this process is an important one. And President Trump is looking to oversee that. Now, will they agree to this? That's the big question. Because if they don't agree to it, then all of this is for naught. Point number 11, a special economic zone will be established with preferred tariff and access rates to be negotiated with participating countries. Tariffs. Number 12, no one will be forced to leave Gaza. And those who wish to leave will be free to do so and free to return. We will encourage people to stay and offer them the opportunity to build a better Gaza. So investing again in the people of this area, of this space, and making sure that there is a future. Isn't that really, when you think about the conflict that has existed in the Middle East for so long, there's kind of a perpetual hopelessness, like a downward spiral that sometimes spirals really fast and other times it seems as though it kind of slows down. The idea of transitioning that, being at a fork in the road and saying, I think we're going to try to stop doing that now. What if we invested in something that meant a bright future? That's what this agreement so far looks like it's trying to accomplish. Can they get it done? Huge question. All of this sounds great. Puppy sunshine and rainbows, of course. If it can't get done, then it doesn't matter. We're going to break here very quickly, and we're watching and monitoring for President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu to come out and talk about their efforts to achieve peace in Gaza. What a development on a Monday afternoon that would be if they're able to accomplish it. Keep it here. You'll hear it first on 97.1. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I can't. This is like one of the key songs from my youth, my high school time. Maybe junior high. I bet I sang good 70% of those words wrong. I hear those words now and I'm like, oh, now I get it. I don't know. Loved the song. Didn't know what I was singing about. And a lot of the songs that I hear my kids singing about, I'm like, gosh, I really hope you don't understand what those words are about. We are waiting right now for President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu to deliver a joint press conference from the White House. The press is seated. Fellow dignitaries are seated in the room waiting for the two gentlemen to come out. And I would assume that negotiations are probably happening as we speak, and that the delay in coming out to deliver this press conference is likely because they are finishing up a statement. Maybe they haven't been able to reach some sort of conclusion, or maybe they have and they need to make sure that they have all parties involved. You know, I would throw back to the Alaska meeting with Vladimir Putin. That looked like peace was just right around the corner. Like, oh, we need to just file some paperwork and everything's going to be done. That hasn't been resolved. These are really complicated, really, I mean, dare I say, biblically complicated problems that aren't easily solved. And oftentimes when we're looking towards peace, when we're looking towards a ceasefire, maybe less than peace, ceasefire, not quite exactly peace. It's so simple. And I do this and I'm always trying to check myself to make sure that I'm in the right space with this. But it's so easy to just be like, I want this win for Donald Trump. You know, it's like it's such a surface level. It's just a cheap way for I'm talking about myself right now. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. If Donald Trump brokers peace in the Middle East, arguably again, I'm thinking, oh man, that's really great for our team. But that diminishes the conflict that we are watching, the death and the destruction and the despair that has existed in this area of the world for so long, that I have to remind myself that I can't get so eager for a resolution so the red team scores a point that I don't respect the magnitude of what we're talking about right now. There is so much at stake with these negotiations, and I really do. I'm not trying to be a homer here, and people are going to hear it however they want to be, want to hear it. But have you noticed President Trump's persistence in trying to work towards a resolution for these conflicts, folks? His patience and his willingness. Yes, he's the great negotiator, the art of the deal, and a lot of that all plays into what we're watching right now. These are you could make, especially from the right side of the aisle, the argument that these are not his problems. Now, I think also on the right side of the aisle, intra-party, you'd see a lot of Republicans who are like, oh, these are definitely our problems. We should send all of our assets and our troops over there to make sure that peace is acquired and maintained. War hawks, isolationists, all on the same side of the aisle. I think you have that as well, to an extent, on the left side of the aisle, but all for particularly different reasons. We sit here and we watch this president move through this process, and he is fully committed to peace. And he's willing to do it, to mediate it, to work towards it, to ensure that it happens. And if it doesn't work today, he will not give up on it tonight. I want to take a very quick break. We got a 2-minute warning. We're going to come right back and break into coverage right here because we believe that the president and the prime minister will be out on the podium to speak on a potential peace agreement. Maybe, maybe not. We'll all find out together next. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.